Ooh, spooky. It's spooky. What's up, guys? Laces Out Fecal Show. Welcome. It's Wednesday, October 31st, otherwise known as the day before November starts. Halloween. We got a spooky episode. It's going to be spooky. Make sure not to listen to this alone. You'll get the spooks. Hope you guys are having a great day so far. It's about noon Central Standard Time. And let's just really get into this. I got a couple of things I want to cover first and foremost before we get into the spooky, spooky topics of sports and spooky. I don't know what I got for you on that one. This episode of the Laces Out Fecal Show is brought to you by coffee, because I am buzzing off the caffeines. If you guys are coffee drinkers, I highly recommend Cafe Bustelo. Comes in a yellow tin, and it is delightful. It's got espresso in it, and you will fly high for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then completely crash. And then the rest of your day, every time you go to the bathroom, number onesies, your bathroom's going to smell like Starbucks. Because coffee makes your pee-pee smell like coffee. That's science. Hopefully one day I'm going to have some sponsors, and then I'll be able to say, brought to you by something, 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 something. For a limited time, if you use the code LacesOutFinkle, you get a 10% discount on something, something, something. So we'll see. I don't know. It's Halloween. Spooky, spooky time. And we're going to go over a couple of comparisons here later on in the show of athletes that I think compare relatively well to Halloween movie characters. So make sure to stick around for that. We'll kind of go over a little list, my little creation, inspired by one athlete, and then I just kind of rolled with it. And now I'm going to talk to you about it. You're going to love it. So this isn't going to be a very heavy sports topic as far as, like, let's go over this. Because last night, obviously, caffeine. Last night, honestly, wasn't that busy in sports, personally, for me. We did, though, have the Stars playing in Montreal. And Jason Spezza, his 1,000th career game. Guys, I don't think a lot of us really comprehend these athletes playing in the 1,000 games. It's a little bit different, I guess, for baseball, because if you're playing in baseball, your season is 162 games long. So, you know, you play 9 seasons and you've cracked it. Regardless, 9 seasons in baseball is an extremely long career. But hockey's a little bit different. And I would almost say basketball. Now, I don't want to necessarily take away from the NBA, because I'm really trying to give it a chance this year, and I'm having a really good time doing it. But the NBA, it's physically demanding, and I know a lot of these guys take a beating, but I feel like it's not as physically demanding as the NHL or hockey. So 1,000 career games, when you think about it, in hockey you've got 82 games a season, and just the night in, night out beating that you take, more or less, your body goes through, it's fascinating. There are not a lot of guys that have played 1,000 career NHL games. So kudos to Jason Spezza. But 3 stars of the game last night. Your boys, the Stars, big win in Montreal. First road win of the season. First road win of the season for both the Mavericks and the Stars. They were 0-11 before that, which is pretty pitiful, all things considered. 3 stars of the game. Number 3, Esa Lindell. Couple points on the ice there. Bishop only gave up 1 goal. And it was a pretty crappy goal. It looked like there was goalie interference, but then they waved it. Or they didn't wave it. They said that a Stars player, which I believe actually was Esa Lindell, pushed the defender for Montreal into Ben Bishop. So it wasn't an inadvertent push. Anywho, didn't matter. Bishop had a great game last night. And your number 1 star, Shorsey. Devin Shorsey had a beast of a game. 3 points. And I understand as I'm talking to you guys, not a lot of you are hockey fans. Go look at Devin Shore's goal last night. It was a shorthanded goal, first off. So that means extra effort. Kudos to him for pushing it down the ice and being there with Redick Foxa. But he put on the old-school backhand clap-a. Old-school. I mean, he revved up for this backhand, and it was a beauty. Top bar down ski. Look it up if you don't know what that means. Top bar down ski. Big wheels, boys. Bobby, big wheels. So shout-out to Devin Shore. Star of the game. Stars win 4-1. Oh, I almost forgot to mention. Miro the Hero, Aishkinen. Second career goal. Guys, I'm just going to tell you right now, if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, highway robbery. This kid is a stacked defensive player at 19 years old. All around the trade speculations the entire summer. Are we going to package him in a deal to send him off to Ottawa? Try and get Carlson over here. We didn't. And I hope it pays dividends for this team. This kid, if this window that we have cracked open closes, they're probably going to rebuild around Miro Heiskanen. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Here's a spooky little sports stat for you. Ooh, spooky. Eli Manning has more passing yards right now than TB12 Tom Brady. Tom Brady has thrown for 2,200 yards so far in the 2018-19 NFL season. Eli Manning, 2,377 yards. Most of those have been in garbage time. Just because that team... Guys, if you are a football fan, specifically a Cowboys fan, I get it. Philadelphia, garbage. Garbage people. Their fans are awful. Ironic that they're called the city of brotherly love when they're the ones throwing batteries at Santa Claus. Look it up. They got a penalty one time. The Philly Flyers got a penalty one time because their fans were throwing the giveaway bracelets onto the ice. Garbage fans. The New York Giants, though, are bad. They are really, really bad, guys. And it's just, for a lot of the Cowboys fans out there, I know you guys love it. You guys absolutely love it. I'm not going to do any sports Tinder today, guys, because it is a holiday. I want to save that for you. I got to keep you coming back somehow. I got to keep you coming back a little bit, right? I feel like that's only fair. But today's topic is going to be athletes and comparing them to scary movie characters. It's Halloween, you know. We gotta go with what's going on today. And there was the last person I'm going to compare is the inspiration. I was doing a lot of research today, looking up sports rewind. I was doing some research today, looking up sports conspiracies, nailed it, and came across the scariest athletes. And I thought, okay, that's cool. But a lot of them, I feel like you guys would be like, oh, okay, that's really not that interesting, because we kind of figured as much. Or most of you would be like, well, I think you're wrong, because I don't agree with your opinions. Whatever. You're dumb. You're not the one doing this. I am. Suck on that. So I was like thinking about what I could do, and then it hit me. I'm going to compare these athletes to the main characters in horror movies. And I, like I said, I'm going to end it with who I think really kind of fits the bill for this particular character. So first and foremost, let's get a couple of these out of the way. The first character that I want to compare is Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon. You guys have seen the movies. If you haven't, go watch them. They're fantastic. It's more of a psychological thriller. than a horror movie or a, you know, a scary movie. Definitely more of a thriller. Hannibal Lecter to me is comparable to Mike Tyson. There I said it. There I said it. And I think we all know why. Hannibal Lecter was a cannibal. And Mike Tyson likes to bite people. I don't know if you guys remember or if you've seen it before. There is an interview that Mike Tyson did in the ring after a fight where he was calling out another boxer. And more or less said, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to eat your children. I'm going to eat your family. I'm going to eat your children's children. Mike Tyson in his heyday was insane. I think he's still insane, but he's so much more fun to watch now. But I think that's a good comparison. You guys, leave me a comment. Let me know. Like and subscribe so you can chat with me. And we can kind of go back and forth and I'll tell you why you're wrong. And I'm right. Because it's my show, and I can do what I want. I can do whatever I want. But Mike Tyson comparable to Hannibal Lecter. I think that one pretty much nails it. Next one I want to do, Steph, you little baby face. Steph Curry is Chucky, guys. That creepy grin. I don't know if you guys have heard Steph Curry yell on the court. It's very childlike. He looks like a child. Chucky is a child's doll. And Chucky uses a knife, as a weapon. A dagger, if you will. And Steph Curry, as much as I don't like that bandwagon franchise, Steph Curry, that guy puts daggers in teams with his three-point shots from Chinatown. So Steph Curry, to me, is Chucky. I think that one fits the bill pretty well, too. Ray Lewis and O.J. Simpson, natural-born killers. I think that one pretty much explains it. They both killed a guy or a gal. O.J. Simpson was more or less let off with a slap on the wrist, then came out with a book called If I Did It, which he described killing the people that he was allegedly or accused of killing. That guy murdered two people and got away with it. Ray Lewis, also a murderer. Got away with it. Natural Born Killers is not a scary movie, but the title of that movie just fits the bill for those guys. And if they ever hear this, sorry, please don't kill me. I think the next one is pretty funny to me. Shaquille O'Neal. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal. To me, that guy is Leatherface. Big, brooding figure. Not fast. By any means, but it's almost as if he is always there. He's always right there. You could run all the way, sprint down the court for your life. Turn around. I'm right here. That's my awful Shaquille O'Neal impression. I'm right here. Shaquille O'Neal is Leatherface. And then you have that giant arm of Shaquille O'Neal's coming down to swat the shot away. That's a chainsaw. I mean, The story writes itself, people. If you don't agree with me, you've never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Or Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal could put that leather face mask on. And some overalls. And a thrift store plaid t-shirt. Boom, Leatherface. I mean, I can't make this up. I can't make it up. The next guy is a little bit unfamiliar. When I say the name, you're probably not going to know who it is. And I completely understand that. But it just makes complete sense. And it's not because he's a big, brooding character. But there's a characteristic that inspired this horror movie character. And it's like, okay, if I didn't compare these two guys, I'm doing you all a disservice. Jacques Plante. Or Jacques Plante. Jacques Plante. Jacques Plante is an NHL goalie who was the very first NHL goalie, not the first person, but the first NHL goalie to wear a mask in the goal between the pipes and the crease and the little blue space right in front of the goal. And I mean, you guys know exactly where I'm going with this. He's Jason. He's Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th. And I really don't feel like I need to go into that very much, because Jason wears a hockey goalie mask. Jacques Plante was the first guy to wear a hockey goalie mask. Spooky, spooky. Terror, terror. Ah! Jacques Plante's Jason Voorhees. That one's not as exciting, but I feel like there's got to be some practicality in this list, so there's your practicality. Next one. I got to give a shout-out to LeBron James. Freddy Krueger. Because he haunts people. LeBron James is not a good defensive player, by any means. Look up his stats. Look at all of the commentators talk about it. He's not a defensive player. He is the offense. Wherever he goes, he is the offense. You guys have seen, and we talked about yesterday, just how decrepit the Cavaliers are now. The Cavaliers are garbage. Poor, poor garbage. LeBron James haunts people's nightmares. When they look on the schedule, now the LA Lakers, and they see the LA Lakers, they aren't necessarily scared of the team, because the team right now is not performing up to snuff. But they see that LJ23 on the stat sheet, and it's almost as if he is Freddy Krueger, because he immediately enters your nightmares. People see him and they fear him, and they should. Because he is the greatest basketball player right now. Right now. Not of all time. And I know I just opened up a big, a whopping can of worms. But I think I'm going to have someone on this show here in the next couple of months. We can have a nice little debate. Or I might have a couple of people. I might do a round table. But it's going to have to be a rectangular table, because that's what I have. The only round thing I have in this little space that I'm doing around recordings in is a round sofa. Some of you have seen it. Some of you have sat in it. It's a dangerous sofa. You fall right in, you're asleep in no times. But LeBron James is Freddy Krueger, sneaking in your nightmares. He's got that mental edge, man. It's something that I've watched firsthand. But you want to know who LeBron James Freddy Krueger is? Dirk. I'm sure we all know. As Dallas is my home, Dirk Nowitzki probably haunts LeBron James' nightmares because of the 2011 championship. That LeBron said, "This is mine. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. This is mine." And lastly, the person that really inspired this, and I, guys, I know not everyone shares the same opinions that I do, and that's completely understandable. And I think it's kind of fitting, this is a really quick side note, if the sound quality is a bit off, or if it's good, you might be hearing rain in the background. I couldn't have asked for a better background sound on Halloween than rain. Spooky, spooky rain. This guy, to me, is what really inspired, and it was one of those light bulb moments where I was sitting here thinking about, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to share with the Finkel fans? With the Finkel Matters? And then it hit me. Patrick Bateman. American Psycho. Portrays a character who really has it all together. Really has his life down. He's got the cool, slicked back hair. Ripped. Just real clean cut guy. And then the haircut. I was like, somebody else has this haircut. And kind of that cooler, calm demeanor. Front-facing, cool, calm demeanor. But behind the scenes, could tear you apart. Doesn't do it often, but when he does, when you trigger him, he is dangerous. To me, that guy is Jamie Benn. Go look at the haircuts first and foremost. Jamie Benn's got the long, slick back, oiled up, just perfect haircut. I don't know how a lot of these hockey players do it. I've got a dirty little mullet right now, and it is not pretty. May have to do a rest in peace mullet episode pretty soon. I got a wedding to go to, and as much as I want to keep it, guys, the mullet does not fit me when I don't have a hat on. I'm not white trash. I'm not a honky. But that's besides the point. But Jamie Benn and Patrick Bateman are like one and the same. Of course, Jamie Benn hasn't killed anybody. He's no O.J. Simpson or Ray Lewis. But on the ice, Jamie Benn is the American Psycho. Canadian Psycho. Eh? Jamie Benn, when he came into the league, wasn't a high draft pick. He was just a guy that the Stars took a chance on and just really panned out for him. They developed him correctly. He's got a natural leadership talent. And he's not a loud leader. He's not one of these guys that's hoorahing on the bench. He's quiet. His demeanor is quiet. But go look at some of Jamie Benn's fights. There was one recently where he tore a dude up in New Jersey. Jamie Benn, if you get on his bad side, he will make your life on the ice a living hell. Jamie Benn is a big dude. Jamie Benn is a bad dude. Jamie Benn is the Canadian Psycho. And if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. Because it's my show. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Guys, the contest is still going on. I've only got like one or two answers from you guys. Which isn't really surprising because, you know, this is a fresh podcast and I understand you hate me, but you're going to learn to love me. Can you learn to love me? A little shout out to Old Gray. Again, this episode was brought to you by coffee. The fantastic, delicious coffee. Now, with espresso. Bing, 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 bing. Take me to the moon. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic Halloween. I hope you have a safe holiday. I really, really do. I don't want to hear anything from you guys that getting into trouble. And you know what? I did it again. I forgot to fade into the music. But you know what? I'm going to get there. Just give me some time. This has been the Laces Out Finkel Show. I love you guys. Love it. Learn it. Listen to it. Happy Halloween!